This is the first Easter, so remember what's happened before. Good Friday, Jesus has died. It's been awful. All of Jesus' followers have been watching him, have been seeing all that's been going on. Many of them have fled. They've certainly kind of hidden at the back. They've kind of hidden at the back, scared of him. Peter's even disowned him. It's been really tough. And then at the end of Good Friday, Jesus dies. And the bottom falls out of their world. Everything is awful. They couldn't imagine anything worse. This guy, they thought he was it. They thought he was God. And somebody killed him. They then have the Sabbath. It's a day of rest. It would have taken a long time. From Friday evening all the way through Saturday. All the way through Saturday evening, Saturday night. To Sunday morning, and it's still dark, and we get to John chapter 20. It's on page 1089. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went in the linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the foot. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Praise God for the wonderful news of Easter. Isn't it great? I mean, it must have been baffling and scary, and all the emotions must have been all over the place. As they looked that day, they went to the tomb to mourn, to lay flowers, who knows. And one of the things that some of them were going to do was put some special ointment on the body as a way of marking their respect for Jesus. But Mary gets there. The tomb is open, and she's distraught. Why have they stolen Jesus' body? And then she gets a lot more than she's expecting. Now, one of the things that I've promised my children today at Easter, not a resurrection, but I have promised them an Easter egg hunt. Now, I was going to hide these before the service, but unfortunately, the children in this church are far too clever, and they tend to find them before they're supposed to. So I need some adult helpers to help me hide these. So can I have about 10 people just to come and help me hide them? I need all the children right now to stay where you are, turn around, put your heads down on the pew, close your eyes, cover your eyes, okay? take a handful and hide them. So hide some of them in really easy places, some of them in really hard places, okay? All over the church.
Hiding them in my tummy isn't the right
answer. Yeah, not inside you. You can't actually eat them. That's not... Right. Okay, we're going to give them 30 seconds. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Okay. Are you ready, children? Wait a second. Are you ready, I said? Are you ready? Okay. Easter is about great news. And that's one of the reasons why we eat chocolate, because actually it's a great way of celebrating, isn't it? If you like chocolate, I suppose. If you don't like chocolate, not so good. But it's a great way of celebrating. And that Easter, they went not expecting anything, and they got something wonderful. So children, you're allowed to find the hard, if you're a bit bigger, you have to find the harder ones, okay? Don't find the easy ones, because they're for the little ones, this one. Ready? Go! I saw you, Rebecca Hollingworth. Find some of the harder, that's an easy one. You are the grown-upest children. Go and look harder. Oh, Kate, she was coming together. You got it. What? Right, when you've got five, you've got to stop. How many have you got, Jemima? Three. All right, when you've got five, you've got to stop. Keep looking. Right, guys, Elsie. Elspeth. Oh, Tabby. Elspeth. Oh, Harry. Oh, look, look over there. Let's go there. Look in this corner over there. Can you see one? Oh. Have you found one? This one's there. Have you seen it? Oh. Right, who's got five? How many have you got, Barney? Barney, let's leave it for a little. You're only allowed five, aren't you? There we go, five. Right, stand still. Have you got five? Stand up here. Right. You've got two, brilliant, stay up here. Do you want to go and find more? Go on then, go have a look. Have a look just there. Okay, last 10 seconds. Then you're going to gather up the front. 10. 9. That's great. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. How many is that? How many are you allowed? Yes. 4. 3. 2. 1. Right, come to the front, everybody. Well, how many have we got? How many have you got? How did you get that many? You're the smallest. I think you might have had help. Elspeth, wait. Let's see how many you've got. Jemima? Oh, wow, well done, everybody. Oh, there's a loose one. Well done, everybody. Now, hold them up, everybody. Show them. Show them, everybody. Now, has anybody got only one? How many have you got, Zebedee? How many are you allowed to have? You need to listen. Give me five of them. You're allowed five. It's got to be the vicar's son, hasn't it? He plays up. 10. Two more, please. Oh, you've got two. Well done.
I need one. I've got
five. If you've got five, sit down. If you've got four, sit down. How many? Oh, you've got some over there. Well done. If you've got two, stay standing up. to kind of bend the rules. You see, everyone's had quite a few, haven't they? But you see, what happened that Easter was they went not expecting anything. They went to the tomb, and they thought, what did they think was going to happen, guys, when they went to the tomb? When Mary went to the tomb on Easter Day, what do you think she expected? Just stay sitting down. Don't worry. What did they expect to see when they got to the tomb? They were expecting the tomb to be full. And what did they think when the tomb was empty? They thought, where's Jesus? They thought, who's taking his body? Yes. But you know what? They didn't just get something wonderful. They got something. You can stand up. What's your name? Right, there we go. That is a special. Well done. Because you only got two, so show it up to everybody. They got so much more than they expected, you see. No, you can sit down. See, they didn't just... They thought Jesus was going to be some great king and do amazing things. And he died, and they thought he'd lost. But they went to the tomb expecting that he was going to be dead, and just a way of saying goodbye and saying how much they loved him. But he was gone. And they thought that someone had stolen the body, but they hadn't. And in fact, what we learn... Right, guys, you can all start eating your things. Well, it'll give me about 30 seconds to talk to the adults before they're all gone. You can eat up, everybody. I want to read you a tweet this week from Richard Dawkins. He said this: do dogs go to heaven? Only pets, not wild animals? If only humans go to heaven, how far back? Homo erectus? Is it only people who lived after Jesus? Not Abraham, Moses, or Elijah then? And his final question was this: which you will be in heaven? Senile you with dementia? Midlife crisis you? A little baby you sucking his thumb? Now, not only there did Richard Dawkins reveal his astonishing lack of knowledge about the Christian faith, but he asked them actually some very pertinent questions. You see, it'd be very easy for us. When I was young, I was told that one day we'll get to heaven and it's all going to be wonderful. It's going to be so good, you wouldn't be able to imagine how good it is. So I was told, look, what's the best thing you can imagine? And I was told, I could imagine a birthday party. I love birthday parties. It's going to be like your birthday party, but it's going to be even better. They'd ask the grown-ups, say, what's it going to be like for you? The old retirement. It's going to be like retirement, but even better. What's it going to be like? It's going to be like a beach holiday, but even better. You see, that's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible doesn't say, you know, just dream up whatever you want heaven to be like, and it's going to be like that. Because the problem is that's just imaginary. That's just imaginary. It's us thinking, what would we really like to be the truth one day? And all we do, look at the parents lined up at the back there, by the way, look. They're all going, do we need to step in? It's all right, I've got more. We're okay. You see, the problem is that all of that kind of thinking, is so much of our thinking about the afterlife is wishful thinking dressed up in religion that your dog will go to heaven in the Bible. Sorry if you find that sad, but that's not what it says. And we can't pretend that it does. Otherwise, it's just wishful thinking. But when we see Jesus, we do see what it's actually going to be like. So have you noticed that about Jesus in our reading? So Jesus is there. He's there. He's risen. But when Mary looks around, she doesn't recognize him. She doesn't recognize him until he calls her name. You know what that tells us? It tells us that Jesus was like he was before, but he was also different. He was similar, but he was different. In fact, we learn a bit later on that when Jesus appears to more of his disciples, that he can eat. We learn, in fact, here that he is touchable. Did you notice that? So Jesus says, Mary. She says, Rabboni. His next words are, do not hold on to me. Now, have you ever said, do not hold on to me, to anybody who wasn't holding on to you? The whole point is that he's there. Stand up a second now. You can be Jesus just for a minute. I'm going to be the Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene there is crying. And he says,
Mary.
And she looks around and says, Rabboni. And he imagines just immediately goes to him. And he's holding on.
Don't touch me.
Wasn't quite that. Merely. He said, don't hold on to me. Don't hold on to me. Because I've got a job to do. I'm going back up to heaven. But evidently he was solid. This was no ghost. See, we're not We're not going to one day be disembodied spirits drifting around in the world, drifting around some sort of new world where we kind of live on clouds with harps. We are going to be physical. We're going to be solid. We're going to be recognizable. But we are going to be different. In fact, just at the next bit that we were looking at, next week in church, Jesus appears in a locked room. So somehow that he is able, he's set free from the constraints of this world. He's able to get through a locked door, but he's still solid. He can still sit and eat. He can still be touched, be hugged. And that all points to what our future is going to be like one day. One day, today promises, one day, where we are recognizable just as Jesus was, but a little bit different. We're going to be upgraded. Human 2.0. We're going to be different, and there's going to be an everlasting life in a new heavens and a new earth. This is not just pie and witch. This is truth, and we know it because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.